You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. That's not me playing on the bass. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you.
I don't have to pay royalties when I sing along, do I?
Older.
Okay.
And now you're older still.
Older still. Anyway, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. There's very few people that go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, then they like it and or make a comment about nothing. They always make a comment about something. Have you ever noticed in life how people that make comments in Facebook always comment about something? How come nobody is commenting about nothing? I don't understand. Can't you just make a comment about nothing? When you make a comment about nothing, you know what you do? You say nothing.
I have nothing to say.
Okay. I take the fifth. I'm from the IRS. I don't know. Why are you targeting Christians and conservatives? I don't know. Why are you being mean to people that love Jesus? I don't know. Are you following the administration? I don't know. Oh, that's good. What do you know? I don't know. That's great. I'm glad you guys are controlling most of the wealth in the country. Makes me feel good. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. It's my handle. We occasionally tell people when they have birthdays that we think it's funny that they're getting older. Well, they're getting older. You know, you're getting older. You could say you're getting younger, but that ain't true. Even in the face of eternity, as Christians, you're not getting younger. So, you know when they say, well, I'm getting younger. No, you're not. Here's my plan. I had somebody say this to me the other day, and tell me if you've ever heard somebody say this. No, this is my plan. I'm not going to get any older. Good luck with that.
Hey, if you want God to laugh, just tell him your plan.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to get any older. Well, first of all, just standing here, you look like you droop a little. Okay, so it's not my problem. I didn't do this. Anyway, so with us in our the hallowed halls, I call them the hallowed halls of KPRZ because everybody thinks that KPRZ, because you have Miles McPherson on the radio show and because you have Dr. David Jeremiah and Charles Stanley and you have some of the legends. I mean, you have some of the real legends, Joan Hunt, so on and so forth. Because of all that, people think KPRZ, totally like the hallowed halls of, I don't know, the only hallowed halls I can even think of is like a Harry Potter movie. Here's the great thing about KPRZ. It's a regular business place. It has regular loving people that make mistakes yet love one another and do our best. We do sometimes get together and pray, although not by requirement if you're listening, Mr. Government. But I tell you one thing we have that nobody else has. We have demon-possessed machines for our snacks.
Inconceivable!
No, they're demon possessed. You put a dollar bill in our machine, it right back out.
I've lost track of how many times that's happened.
You put it in, you know what you got to do? You got to go to the Coke machine. And this is how Christianized KPRZ is. You have to go to the Coke machine, put your dollar bill in, hit you want change, get the four quarters, and put those in the machine to get your trail.
Oh, so you've tried that too.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I've been... What? I'm not supposed to do that?
I don't know, but I do it anyway.
I do it anyway. So so here's the thing. So there's part of the radio world here. It's a sanctum. It's we very much, when we get into DDDs, when we pray for people, when we have certain guests on, we talk about Christian education, we talk about serious things. That's the great Christian part of things. When we talk about the vending machine, it's all demonic. Top to bottom. Demonic. Doesn't matter what anybody says. And just in case you don't know, for those that don't understand, demonic sounds like demonstrative. Just remember that.
Stop this crazy thing!
Oh, I thought that was, married an axe murderer when he goes, Jane, stop this crazy thing. You know that thing? Okay. So anyway, one of our interns, people intern here. Did you know they intern here? They come here and they work for free. It's just like me. They come here and they work for free. You don't think they pay me for this, do you? Are you kidding? This is what keeps me out of jail. I appreciate it. Anyway, so we have an intern named Crystal, and here's the problem. I got the information very late in today's show that it was Crystal's birthday. Crystal, is it your birthday today? Is it today or yesterday? Yes, it's today. She's saying it's today. And you are how old? You are... I can't see a thing you're doing. It's completely pitch black in the production studio with Robo Producer. How am I supposed to say that? She's the big 3-0? Ooh. You know what that means. Oh, I probably shouldn't tell her this. No, don't say it because, you know, her plan is she's getting younger. So here's what happens. In your 30s, it's not that bad because you just hear minor noises that you don't know where they come from. In your 40s, that gets amplified significantly. And then in your 50s, there's things that are happening in your body, to your body, and through your body that are reverberating in sound that you're clueless. And in your 60s, you stop caring. It's like, whatever. After 30 years of noises, who cares? So anyway, we have a minor list. Now, when I say minor, it's a minor list. So to Crystal's credit, she's not getting the full dose here because, one, I didn't have a lot of time to prep. So she's going to have to forgive me for that. But I do have a minor top 10 list. Now, what we do is her name, I believe, is spelled C-R. Is it C-R-I-S-T-A-L? So her name is actually spelled a little different than Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Hers is C-R-I-S-T-A-L. Here's the problem with that spelling. I couldn't do the list with that spelling, so you're out of luck there. So you just have to take this one on the chin. Here it is right here, famous Crystal Connections. Famous Crystal Connection. Best I can do on short notice. Here we go. First one is Crystal Cox. I don't know if you know who Crystal Cox is. She's an athlete, a medalist, very, very well known in the circles of the Olympics. So that's a very good one. Good one right there. Second is one you should absolutely know, but you may not know. It's Crystal, a song by Fleetwood Mac. A song by Fleetwood Mac. Not the worst, you know, I mean, it's okay. All right. Number three, something that everybody knows, ladies and gentlemen, Crystal Gayle. Crystal Gayle, the Western singing superstar lady, Crystal Gayle. Everybody knows Crystal Gayle. You know who Crystal Gayle is? You ever heard of Crystal Gayle? Okay. Number four, Crystal Lullaby, a song by the Carpenters. Crystal Lullaby. Ah, got that one by you, right? Hold on. This is a good one. Now listen to this one. Number five, Waterford Crystal. we go for Waterford Crystal. We're going. All the stops are out right here. Number six, not to be confused with an actual prince or some guy known by the name of Prince, then known by a symbol, then known by something like Purple Rain, which he stole from some other guy that had Purple Haze. But that dude also had a song called Crystal Ball. So that's another Crystal that we give you the promotion on. Here's where we get to the three big ones. Ready? You ready for the three big ones? Obviously, everybody's knowing right now. Everybody's saying the same thing. Billy Crystal. Obviously, Billy Crystal. Pretty big, but not as big as this one. Crystal Cathedral. Wait, no, this is the big one right here. Ladies and gentlemen, for Crystal at her birthday, the number one Crystal not to be forgotten, Crystal Light. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Crystal Light, the second most popular soft drink in the world. There you go. So here, what I'm going to do, I'm signing this copy and I'm giving it to Crystal. Why? Because that's all I can afford to give her for her birthday. There you go. Spoon. You know, we take care of our people, don't we? Don't we take care of them, right? So let me tell you my story. It's not a long one. But get that sound clip ready. Get ready. I was getting ready this morning. The wife and I went to bed exceptionally early. I wasn't feeling all that good last night. Went to bed really early. All the normal stuff, except my wife works 55 hours a week. All right. Now, if she doesn't actually work 55 hours a week, then as a husband, it feels like she works 55 hours a week. So she does quite a bit. So before I leave in the morning, I try and help out. Is that good? Right? You try and help out. That's a nice thing to do, isn't it?
It's very thoughtful of you.
All right. So I set up the coffee for the next day.
Wait. Uh-oh. We've been down this road before, Dave.
Yep. And guess what I did again. So here's what
I did again.
Wait. So just feeling the embarrassment that a person can only feel in the presence of principalities and powers or angels and even demons, because there's nobody else that saw me acting like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I set the coffee up and forgot to pour myself my cup. So I emptied the coffee out, I put the water in, I put the filter in, I cleaned out the cup, I put it together, I hit the button for it to go off tomorrow at 5 in the morning, but I forgot to get my coffee. Okay, wait, no, wait, but this story has a different ending. My friend, can you play the sound effect that I asked you to take care of for me?
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, because what happened this time is even though I forgot, just like when they asked Steve Martin, why didn't you pay your taxes for the last 10 years? He said, I forgot. Anyway, even though I forgot to get my own coffee, I decided, well, I'm going to look through where our coffee and tea stuff is and see if I can find a small bag of cocoa. I mean, cocoa, that's all right. Cocoa's not bad. Little thing of cocoa in the morning, I can deal with that. Guess what turned up, ladies and gentlemen? No good deed goes unrewarded. I found a single packet of mocha latte cinnamon coffee.
I got a lot of mocha.
So I just want to say right off the bat, thank you, Jesus, that I have had contact with the heavenlies, the divine has poured favor upon me, or my wife left a single packet of mocha latte cinnamon coffee in the cupboard and forgot to tell me. Either way, I got the coffee, and it was delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world.
So just when you think that if you make a mistake, everything's going in the toilet, it's not true, ladies and gentlemen. God can take any circumstance and make it a blessing. Why? Because he's cooler than we are. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a giveaway, Stump the Spoon, a guest, more giveaways, and more fun.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Mark Larson for the experts at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. You know how much fun it was when Tony Gwynn would slide into homes safe? Well, these days, Tony's playing it safe by getting his vehicle serviced at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, just like I do, like our family does at El Cajon Ford's Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. You should do the same thing. Keeping up routine service on your family's car can be the difference between getting where you're going safely or being stuck and stranded by the roadside. Quick Lane's Works Fuel Saver Package for $39.95 or less includes a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery test, and 19-point vehicle checkup. If your vehicle needs a new battery, Quick Lane start as low as $89.95. If you need new tires for safety, remember Quick Lane's low price guarantee. They will beat any advertised price on the 13 major brands they sell. Quick Lane services all makes and models, including your motorhome. No appointment necessary. Open Saturdays, too. See service advisor for details. Quick Lane, Broadway and Main, next to El Cajon Ford.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash? Or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Hey folks, breaking news. The U.S. Mint has been hit by another silver shortage. In December, the Mint ran out of silver American Eagles. Then after record sales on January 15th, it ran out again? Last time the Mint ran out, the silver price jumped from $34 an ounce to $49, up 40%. Signs are everywhere. Reports tell us a silver shortage has also struck Apple, causing production delays of the new iMac. It's time to own silver. Call 1-800-260-4461 to take advantage of Lear Capital's silver investor special. For a limited time, receive up to a $250 cash bonus on qualifying purchases. Don't wait. Call now and also receive Lear's latest booklet, Silver, Today's Best Kept Secret. See why the silver price could jump 40%. And don't forget, you can own silver in an IRA to help manage risk and build wealth. Call now, 1-800-260-4461. The report is free, but the $250 offer is limited. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
Mazda El Cajon is Southern California's newest dealership. Check out their online specials at Mazda-ElCajon.com for new and certified pre-owned deals too good to pass up. They're only 10 minutes from Mission Valley. Family-owned and operated. Mazda El Cajon. They deliver.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Today's David Spoon Experience brought to you by the word clean.
You know I'm going to get an email for that, no matter what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in Sandy. Here you go. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I got people calling me already going, you've lost your mind. It's like, really? I mean, I've known you for 25 years. Now you think that? Wow. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Now, here's the deal. Well, we just talked about this. Like it and or make a comment. Or a robo-producer came up with the smartest idea ever for Facebook. I want him to get the credit because, to me, if you're going to come up with an idea for Facebook and it's going to work, this is the idea to come up with Facebook. Can you tell everybody what you've decided to do now to communicate that you're going to communicate nothing?
I'm going to go on Facebook in moments, David. I'm going to type simply dot, dot, dot.
Ladies and gentlemen, dot, dot, dot. A revolution in Facebook. It means nothing.
And it means all the nothing. Comments are going to pour. What are you thinking?
Nothing. What are you thinking? How could you type something so nothingnessly there? With that stuff there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Twitter at Spoon Experience. I've got people that have just—they're telling me I've lost my mind. We have that clip that I've lost my mind. I think that's happened a long time ago. A couple things to cover. We've got our good friend Pastor Devereaux, who's going to be in the studio. He's already here. He's walking around. The dude has been here enough times. He's getting coffee. He's playing with the demonic vending machine, and he's getting an extra donut because somebody brought donuts. That was very nice. So he's getting a donut. This is a guy that feels at home. Walks in, comes into the. What are you doing over there? And now he's walking over there. I don't know what he's doing. He'll be in here with us. He can come in anytime he wants. His segment starts in just a few minutes. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I was trying to tell this to my good friend, I don't know what you call it, general sales manager. I keep thinking of Ron as just a friend, but to call him a GSM, which is a general sales manager, it's just like it's a title that's too, I don't know. He's more of a friend, so I don't really consider him that. But anyway, I was talking to him about the Boston game last night, which Boston won 2-0 in the hockey. I know a lot of you don't like hockey, but just like I'm trying to strengthen you in a relationship that you have with the Lord, I'm trying to get you to recognize that of all the sports, hockey's the best. And one day you'll figure that out, and it might take half of eternity to get there, but you'll get there one day. Anyway, so if you've watched none of it, you're really depriving yourselves of a much-needed sports screaming. Because you watch it, you go, ah! I mean, you just scream. You can't help yourself.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
No, that's sports.
I scream. Knew that was coming because here, I even have this in my copy. Watch this. Now you watch this. Heat and Spurs tonight. So we know that Robo Paul working tonight? Probably not, right?
No, he's off. He made a switch with Jedi Jeff, so he won't be in today.
He's thinking it's happening tonight. He's going out on the – I know, RoboPaul, I know you're listening. If you want to call in and tell us why the San Antonio Spurs are going to win, you can do that. I think it will probably go to Game 7, but I only think that because I think the commissioner wants a Game 7 and they need the revenues. Oh, wait, is that a part of sports? Whoops, I'm not supposed to say that. Dodgers, how the Dodgers doing? I saw the Padres were one under 500.
The Padres have won something like six or seven straight. There's four teams now that they're calling the wild, wild rest, and they're all really nice and tight. The Dodgers are still like eight out. They stink.
Okay. And how about them Chargers? Go Chargers. Right now, did you know that the San Diego Chargers has as good a record as the New England Patriots right now? Bet you didn't know that.
Huh? I didn't know that. I don't follow football.
They have as good a record as the Denver Broncos right now.
Still football. I didn't know that.
They have as good. Actually, they have probably a better record than the Detroit Lions, because I think Detroit starts with a deficit. That's how it's got to be in Detroit. I'm sorry. I can't help you. Okay, so a couple things we want to cover. Let's get a trivia question. We'll get that rolling with the trivia question. We've got some big things to give away. I mean big things. We're giving away a building. Okay, we're not giving away a building. It just seems like we're giving away a lot of big things. First of all, we do have this, and for those of you that are unaware, Women with a Purpose is having a big conference, and we are giving away tickets for that. Did you know that? We're giving away tickets for Women with a Purpose, and that's pretty good. Now, they got Sheila Walsh, and they got Mary James. They got a lot of stuff going on. It's Saturday, July 13th, and we're actually going to be doing an interview. So this is kind of an exciting get-together. Dana Dimitri is going to be she's the president of Women with a Purpose. She's going to be on the show. Did you know that she was – I don't know. I didn't know if I told you that or not. So that's exciting.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you. So they got a lot of stuff going on. We want to give away some tickets. Can we give away tickets? No, I'm not talking.
I think we have lots of trivia. We're well overdue.
And you know what? I'm not talking speeding tickets. I'm talking tickets.
And
to
we
go.
Have very special trivia today.
Oh yeah, we you mean the Stump the Spoon?
I do.
Okay, that's going to happen later. Stump the Spoon for two passes to the CS.
No, I mean the very original question that you and I were posing in the studio earlier. Simple one.
I can't remember.
So I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, tell me off the air, because it's probably one that's got to go off the air. Here's our first trivia question. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, here's the question that we're going to ask you. If you have a different background than evangelical, you might not get this. So I'm telling you ahead of time. And so I'm going to actually give you two to choose from. How many good works can save you? How many good works can save you? I'm looking for a number between zero and a trizillion, bazillion, gazillion.
David, the number 7,452,149.
That is the incorrect number. How many good works can save you? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. This is for a pair of tickets. Now, I think these are tickets have got like some pretty good value here, because, I mean, this is for the July 13th conference Saturday. It's 8:45 to 12:45 at Journey Community Church. Wait a minute. Oh, the giveaway dates are today. See, every time they write more than one date, my brain goes, what? What? So anyway, Dana Dimitri's going to be out. We're going to talk to her at length. But right now, we're going to give away tickets. Literally, this is women of purpose who are going to have a midsummer refresher. And where I'm going to talk in one of my DDDs about refreshment, let me tell you something about refreshment if you don't know. If you don't get refreshed, you know what you are? If you're not refreshed, you're stale. And when you're walking your Christian walk and it's stale, that's bad. Okay? Bad. Starts with a big B. Bah, and then goes ad. Bad. That's bad. So we've got free tickets to give away for this conference. And it's women for women of purpose. And if you call and win and you are unable to attend, I think we are able to make them as gifts. I think that's pretty much one of the things that we're allowing. Dana Dimitri, the president of Women of Purpose, will be on the show. I think it's Thursday. I'm pretty sure it's Thursday. I think she's going to call in and talk to us. So I'm pretty excited about that. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Now, I recognize that some people are not going to do all that good with that trivia question. I've been in this game for a little while. So the first trivia question that I asked you is, how many good works can save you? If you're a evangelical Christian, you're gonna get this without going anywhere in this. And so I said one between one and a bazillion, gazillion, trazillion. Or zero and a zillion, bazillion, gazillion. And so if you can't answer that because you're all confused because of the theology, one, you should go to Christian school. And two, how's that? That's a good one. And two, if you don't know that, how many books are in the Old Testament? So either you tell me how many books, you were going to do one or the other. See, so you can either tell me how many books are in the Old Testament. Now people are like going, oh, wait, I know that. It's like, wait, you don't know the first one, but you know the second one? This is a problem. This is a problem. By the way, welcome to the show, Pastor Dev. Good to have you in the studio. You're not even supposed to be on the air yet, but it's good to have you. Do you know how many words are in a King James Bible between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21? How many total words there are? You know how many? 773,629. I'm just telling you. What do we got? Is it Tanya that's on the line? Yes, Tanya. Are you there with us? Tanya, are you there? And Tanya's not there. She was there, and now she's not there. You know what it is? It's our transporter. Isn't that our transporter? You touch it, and it transports somebody. And they're like, she's at another. Tell Tanya to call back. Is it just because it's the phone system?
No, right? I think what it is, if people are listening, when we place you on hold, I believe with the new system, you don't even hear anything.
Oh,
so
no way.
Don't hang up. You're on hold. And when you're on, you'll hear David.
Oh, well, tell her to call back. So this is for a pair of tickets. This is free tickets. And you're talking about a venue. Sheila Walsh is going to be teaching there. Mary James is going to be teaching there. And it's July 13th. And literally, this is going to be a refresher for women. So if she's there, Tanya, have her call back and tell her we're sorry we lost her. And you know what, Robo Producer? Let's find out if that's true on the break, maybe, if we can find out. Did they not hear anymore when they're on the – that's terrible.
I'll just test it out. I'll call the line myself.
Okay, you let me know. You let me know what's going on. Tanya, I'm very sorry about that call back. I know that you're going to win. I have no question about that whatsoever. So here's the questions that are out on the table. How many good works can save you between none and a trillion? I just made that number up. And then if you can't get that, how many books are in the Old Testament? Between one and a trillion. Or you got to pick one way or another. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with our good friend, Pastor Devereaux. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We'll be right back.
What have the years of your life taught you to be?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
If you've ever thought about driving a Honda, don't miss Hohen Honda's biggest sale of the year this Friday through Sunday with huge selections on new, certified, and pre-owned Hondas on sale. See details at HohenHonda.com. Then visit Hohen Honda this weekend, located off I-5 in Car Country, Carlsbad.
Hey, it's Kevin Davis here, and you've heard me talking about Monta Vista Village. Well, right now I'm excited to have Tracy from Monta Vista Village with me with a special offer.
Hi, Kevin. It's so nice to be with you and your listeners today. We're really excited to announce that for the first time in 2 years, we're offering a move-in special. Now, this special is for independent living residents only. But, Kevin, this is such a wonderful opportunity for anyone who's been thinking of moving to a senior living community. And just as a reminder, at Monta Vista Village, our independent living includes 3 meals a day, weekly housekeeping, laundry and linen service, and a variety of activities and transportation. So there's no reason to be lonely and stuck at home. Come visit us at Monta Vista and see what your life could be like. We would love to meet with you. Give us a call. We're at 619-465-1331, and we'd love to see you.
Get the most out of the next great stage of your life. Experience the freedom of independent living at Monta Vista Village. 619-465-1331. License number 374-600-564.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
We adore our doctor. We've been with him since the kids were little. We like to say he knows us all upside down and inside out. So when we switched our healthcare to MediShare, it was a relief to know we wouldn't have to change physicians, like often happens with company-sponsored health plans. MediShare isn't insurance. It's Christian medical sharing. Thousands of believers who agree to share each other's medical bills. The cost is reasonable because members live God-honoring lifestyles. And our dollars are never used to support procedures we don't believe in. It's Christian. It's great healthcare. MediShare makes sense.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 800-63-BIBLE. Not available in Kentucky or Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 800-63-BIBLE. That's 800-63-BIBLE.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez for Singing Hills Memorial Park.
You know, Tony, I don't think there's a better time of the year than during the summer months to go out and take a look at Singing Hills Memorial Park. It doesn't look like what people think a cemetery is all about. It's a beautiful memorial park with the grass and the flowers and the trees and the streams and the mountains around. And so easy to go out and take a tour. Just call 619-444-3000, right? That's the way you start the process?
That's right, Mark. Give us a call at 619-444-3000 and save up to $1,000. In savings.
Up to $1,000 in savings right now. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Just take a free tour. You know, we took care of our arrangements many, many years ago at Singing Hills. We're so glad we did. You prepare so that your family, your loved ones don't have to worry about that in the future. You get peace of mind and a beautiful place to visit. Go check it out. Singing Hills Memorial Park. 619-444-3000. Save up to $1,000 now.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Offer good till July 4th. Call 619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. I've had Tanya on hold for 16 hours. I don't think that's very fair to do to her. Plus, I want to give her some tickets that are worth, now I just found out, $40 a piece, $80 value. Tanya, are you there with us on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. I'm sorry we lost you last time. Are you not able to hear the show when you're on hold?
No, I think I just got disconnected. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that's all right. Don't worry about that. All right, here's the big question. I'm going to give you, it's one of two questions you get to ask me, answer. If you get it right, you're going to win two tickets, each worth $40, to the Women of Purpose, which is a fabulous opportunity for a midsummer refreshment for your faith. Get ready for the big question. Here it is. I hope you're ready. How many good works can save you?
Zero.
Correct, ma'am. You are a winner. Nice job. Good job, Tanya. You just won two tickets, each worth $40. The reason that no good work can save you is it takes the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and his perfect life and his substitution for our sinfulness, his propitiation for our sins. It's the only way to do it. Great job on your part. Nice job, Tanya. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, do me a favor. I know you've been holding on a long time, and that's a drag, and I apologize. But you just did win two tickets, each worth $40, to the conference. So do me a favor. Hang on just a little bit more. Our producer's going to get your phone number, and our call screener will touch base with you and then give you all the details.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, we're back. See, we did a giveaway before we ran away. We did a giveaway. You like that? Before we ran away. With me in studio, good friend, long time, this is what, our like fifth interview? Fourth or fifth interview? It's at least fourth, right?
At least.
Okay, all right. Well, and then all those practice interviews we did out, you know, outside. No, I'm kidding. Pastor Devereaux Lloyd from South Bay Christian Academy. Ooh, the echo just went, woo. Is there anything we can do about that? Oh, okay. All right. So, we forgot to test. We don't, what do we, he's been, he comes here and gets a donut. That's what he comes in and gets a donut and gets some water. All right, dude, say hello, introduce yourself, and while you're doing that, he's going to adjust your sound.
Hello, everybody. Hope you can hear me all across the Fruited Plains.
The Fruited Plains. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right. So we've been working together. Pastor Devereaux and I have been working together about 2 months, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And our objective is to put children who are unable to pay for Christian education, to put them in different Christian schools. Pastor Devereaux is the first pastor that we've engaged this with. He is in charge of the head man, the dude at the top for South Bay Christian Academy. We're also working working with City Tree. We're also working with El Cajon SDA. We're also working with Ocean View. Also working with Calvin Christian. I just found out Mira Mesa Christian now joining the bunch.
All right.
Five more schools coming on board next week.
Excellent.
So now it's like, ooh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So here's the best news of all. The very first two scholarships came through the KPRZ program through your school.
Awesome.
So I'm very, very excited. I'm very happy that you were tenacious with us, so to speak. And now you have one more to offer. Unless it's a family, right. then you'll take more than the one.
Yes.
And there is somebody who is in process. So this is this is it. Because you can't just, this is not an unlimited program. Not for us, not for you, not for anybody. So let's get to the core elements of what we always talk about. And that is, what are we talking about when we're talking about a Christian school? What does that mean for a child? What's the advantage? There's a lot of perceived disadvantages. Sure. What's the perceived, or not perceived, but practical advantages to having a Christian education when you're younger?
Well, first of all, thank you, David, for allowing us to come back and to share our ministry. With you, our Ministry of Christian Education, with you and with the KPRZ listeners. Our program is very, very good, very special, very wonderful in that parents are able to allow their children to have a first-class education. The academics are just stellar. But with that, they're having a safe environment. They're having a safe campus, the opportunity to earn college credits while they are in a Christian school. While they're doing high school, they can have concurrent enrollment in college. But really, more than all those things is the fact that they are able to receive Christian education, a God-centered, a Bible-based or a Bible worldview on a daily basis from first thing in the morning throughout the day. They're not getting the humanistic philosophies that are, you know, bombarding them with everything, but getting a biblical worldview from the very earliest of years. So they're not having to unlearn and unthink the other ways, but being able to receive the teachings of godliness, Christian principles, Christian characters, right from the very inception, from when they're 5 years old all the way through high school. We're very, very thankful for that. So, you know, the Bible says for us to teach our children, bring them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, it will not depart from them. They're not going to depart from the Word of God. The Word of God will not depart from them. So we're thankful for them to have the Bible foundation, Bible-based foundation, get a world-class education.
Awesome. Okay, so and one of those things, I mean, you talk about, so the opportunity is for somebody from K through 12.
Yes.
And then you had to teach me the first time we met, K, Dave, that represents kindergarten. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's good. All right, so K through 12. Normally the education process for you guys is, I think it's 4,600 is the normal year, is a full year.
Of tuition.
Of tuition. Portion, and then through the KPRZ program, it's only 2,300, 50%
off
of that.
50%
off,
that's right.
So, and then we've got two that are already taken care of, somebody who's in process, but you're willing to say, hey, we'll do one more, unless it's a family, right. And then we'll do two, and or whatever that family is, because you don't know what the family, unless the family's got
12.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, if the family's got 365.
They really need help.
Probably not in California. I'm just saying, probably not in California. So here's a couple things to understand. Contact points, which are always important. The website for the school is sbcaeagles.com.
Yes.
SBCA stands for South Bay Christian Academy. sbcaeagles.com. The phone number for this, because we're a little tighter now, and because there's people pending, we're going to run the phone number through the radio station, I guess, is what I thought.
Sure.
So they're just, I mean, they still got to come and they got to check you out. You got to check them out. It's got to work out. But I think what they want to do is run it through the new receptionist. We have Brittany's our new receptionist. So she's doing a good job. That number is 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Now, having said that, if you call the school directly and talk to Pastor Devereaux and you guys end up doing that, that's fine. We're not going to go, oh, you broke the rules. Oh, because healing on the Sabbath is permitted. So so we allow for a little bit of leniency, a little bit of movement in there. But the big deal about this is it's an opportunity for parents or grandparents to enable their children to have a Christ-centered education. And when we say Christ-centered, I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, if this is kind of like the norm. norm of what people think. They think Christian education, they go to chapel, somebody reads a psalm. Hey, that's really special. They read a psalm. It's like, that's not a Christian education, is it? That's kind of like lip service, right?
Right, right. No, this is the real deal. They have the opportunity to receive the word of the Lord. That's primary. That's principal. That's the foundation. But we build upon that. And so it's not a glorified Sunday school, so to speak. You know, there are rigors that they will experience of the academic realm. They are going to have the opportunity to excel and to reach their God-given potential. We understand that not everyone is prepared or will be able to go to college, but those that are able, we like to help them and condition them, prepare them so that they can go to college. And we have a number of our students that are actually ready for college while they're in high school, and they have the opportunity to enroll in college while they are taking their college classes. In fact, I know I've shared it before in the air, but it's something that we are proud of, is that we had an 11th grader be accepted to Harvard. Harvard, yes, back over there on the other side of the United States, Harvard. And you know what? Our 11th grader scored straight A's at Harvard, taking full-blown classes at Harvard. We're absolutely proud about
Absolutely.
That. That's great. So the level of their academic achievement is not, say, you know, something that parents have to be worried about and say, oh, are they going to really learn anything? Yes. In fact, we had another recent graduate to go to San Diego State. They got their MBA, and they took a test for a position for the city of Coronado just a few weeks ago. And out of more than 100 applicants for that position, our graduate scored the highest of those applicants for the city of Coronado. So we're proud about that.
Yeah, that's
great. We got
great
things happening all the time.
That's great news. See, that's one of the things I think people need to understand is it's a Christ-centered education, but it's not some wishy-washy education. It's not some, we're just going to pass the kids because, you know, we're going through this system. This is preparing kids for the future. And in case you haven't noticed, yesterday we had the gentleman who's coordinating the foundation for the C.S. Lewis Foundation. Oh. And so they're doing 50 years. And so when you're talking academia, I think you're talking, and, you know, you get to C.S. Lewis and the people in Oxford. It's like, whoom, you're up there.
Up there.
And he was pointing out something that I thought was absolutely, and his name was Stanley, by the way, Stanley Matson. And it was fascinating what he said. He said, a lot of Christians have withdrawn from the colleges and from the academics because they're almost afraid. Like he said, in the 20s, you would never have a group of lesbians or a group of people that were socialists or a group of people who were atheists that mm-hmm. would be in the hallways of some of the conferences they would have. Mm. Now, you don't have the Christians in the hallways.
Wow.
Because they've kind of pulled it back so far. The one thing we need are Christian soldiers who stand firm in the faith,
yes.
who are in academia, who understand. And you can't get that just by going like this. Oh, great. I now have a Christian education. It doesn't work there. You got to be trained. You got to grow. You got to learn. You got to develop. That's what your school is providing,
yes,
the opportunity,
yes.
and the foundation
right.
for those people, not just in academia, but it's a big deal. I mean,
right.
it's a big deal when there's nothing there, mm-hmm. nobody representing. That's terrible.
That is.
That's terrible. Point. And we need it in all facets of life, because I'm pretty sure we're supposed to go into all the world, not parts where they just don't like Christians. I think that doesn't matter. You go in all the world, whatever that's, your profession, whatever your position is,
that's
right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to keep Pastor Dev with us. His name's Pastor Dev Roloy, but I call him Pastor Dev, and if people don't like that, oh well. So here's what we do. Robo producer, can we take a break and then wrap up right now? We'll come back with Pastor Dev, and then we're also going to throw out, when we come back, a trivia question. I'm going to have Pastor Dev help me come up with a trivia question. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. More info on the school stuff, 858-535. 1210, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Garden of Hope is brought to you in part by Kevin Lyons and Anchor Funding, helping listeners save money for over 15 years. Hey, it's Heather Lloyd with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuition banner to see the participating Christian schools. To qualify, you must be able to put the entire 2013-2014 half price tuition amount on your credit card.
Choose from top Christian schools throughout San Diego County. It's not too early to plan for your child's school choice this fall. For details and a complete list of schools to choose from, log on to kprz.com and click on the Half Price Tuitions banner. Again, log on to kprz.com and click on the Half Price Tuitions banner. Then, get ready to secure a school for your child. Remember, log on to kprz.com.
We're back, and for those of you praying for knee pain relief, we've been talking about a cutting-edge arthritis treatment. The question is, can this make knee replacement surgery obsolete? If you've been told you need a knee replacement, that your knee is bone-on-bone or just simply arthritic, and I'm here to let you know this message is for you. Many are scared stiff of knee replacement surgery, and let's face it, there's no doubt it is major surgery with all the risks that come with it. Anesthesia, bleeding, infection, and unfortunately, uncertain outcomes and no guarantees. The skilled doctors at the Osteo Relief Institute can now use laser guided Hologic digital imaging to precisely guide an FDA-approved cushioning and lubricating material precisely where you need it the most to help your pain without surgery. No hospital stay, no surgical risk, no lengthy rehab, not one bit of downtime. Call 1-800-204-KNEE for your no-obligation, risk-free screening. And more good news, if you're a candidate, Medicare and most major insurance will usually cover the procedure. That's 1-800-204-KNEE. One more time, 1-800-204-5633.
Hi, this is Pastor Chuck with a word of encouragement for anyone whose life has been torn apart by drugs or alcohol. I know of a program that has brought hope and new life to over 10,000 individuals and their families who are suffering from addiction. That program is called Calvary Ranch. What a joy to see people's lives transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and set free from the bondage of drugs and alcohol. Calvary Ranch is truly a place where people can recover and become all that God wants them to be.
Calvary Ranch, affordable, effective treatment for alcohol and drug addiction. To receive a free information packet from a caring counselor, call 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. Call 800-404-2258. That's 800-404-2258.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it, make a comment, or just put dot, dot, dot. That's the new Facebook way to say nothing. Just go to whatever Facebook you got, just put dot, dot, dot. When people go, what's that? You go, nothing. There you go. That's how you make a comment. That's how you make nothing out of a comment. Also, follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. We got, what other giveaways do we have? So we just gave away some conference tickets. Do we have, like, some books or something? Like, some different books and different things?
We have so many books, David, I've lost count.
Wow. We have that many books? We got some pretty...
Tony and I like to call it, we have our very top shelf red cabinet books.
Ooh, like that? Okay, here's the trivia question. Pastor Devereaux is hanging out with us while we do this trivia question. He's the one that came up with this. So if you don't like this trivia question, go over to South Bay Christian Academy and say, I didn't like that. Here's the question that comes from Pastor Devereaux. You like how I put you on the spot? I'm nice about that. How many days was God involved in the creation before he rested? How many days from Genesis 1-1 until he said, okay, I'm resting? How many days did it take? Now, it's not a trick question. We're not talking solar days. We're not talking whether some people are thinking scientifically it's a one day's a billion. How many days? Answer the question. Keep it simple. And if you answer the question right, you're going to win a prize. Actually, you're going to win probably two prizes. If you answer the question wrong, we're going to help you so that you get the question right. I mean, that's kind of what we do. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Our job is not to discourage anybody, but to encourage everybody. And so even though some people might not know, it doesn't bother us because we want everybody to be thinking about the Word of God and having God kind of a part of the process of our minds. Okay, so we're talking to Pastor Devereaux, who is the, for all intents and purposes, you're the principal, but you, do they call you, what are they, does any particular title they call you? Do they call you sir?
Some call principal, though, Brother Lloyd.
Okay. Okay.
Pastor Lloyd.
Okay, Pastor, do they call you Pastor Lloyd?
Some do, yes.
Okay. They don't call you Rev Dev?
There are some calling Rev Dev, too.
Wow. I like those people that do that. That's good. Okay, so Pastor Devereaux is in charge of SBCA, which is South Bay Christian Academy, SBCA Eagles, which is, if you haven't figured out, that's their mark. That's their mascot. I mean, an eagle. You can't beat that. I don't know. Did you take it from the Gospel of John? Because that's one of the symbols. I'm just curious. Because, you know, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John's one of the symbols as an eagle. Anyway, that's just for people that really like the Jewish part of this stuff. The South Bay Christian Academy is offering a half price, let's say. So it's $4,600 normally, offering it for $2,300. Here's the catch. There is like one spot available. There's one family available left because all the rest are taken. So if you want your child to get involved, the school is located in what city? I always get this wrong.
Chula Vista.
Yeah, I always say the wrong city. Why do I always say that? You're in Chula Vista. What's your address there?
395 D Street.
395 D Street.
Pretty, D as in David.
Yeah, well, that's
like
good.
David Spoon.
Yeah. Easy access, though, right?
Yes. We're on the corner of 4th and D. We're just a couple blocks off of the 54, also between Freeway 5 and Freeway 805. So it's just a couple moments from either of these freeways.
Okay, so easy access. You're talking about Christian education. You talk about half price. And if so, if you're family and you've got two kids or three kids, now I think there's probably a limit to family. 100 would be our limit there. So I think that would be quite a few. But the website is sbcaeagles.com, which stands for South Bay Christian Academy Eagles.com. You can call the station here at 858-535-1210 and just give your name to the receptionist and she'll get to Kirsten or myself or somebody and we get the information and get it coordinated. But the bottom line is it's mainstream evangelical teaching to help our kids have a Christ-centric training so that when they go into the world, and they will, they don't get blasted from the winds of the world and the ways of the world. We want them prepped.
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
can you imagine somebody going, hey, it's time for baseball. Hey, I didn't go to spring training. I didn't do anything. Just throw me the ball.
Yeah,
strike. I mean, no way, right? Isn't that true? Anything else that you want to share about that? I mean, you've been one of our most faithful and diligent partners in this process, and we appreciate it. And it took us time, but we've got the breakthrough, and now people are like, oh, I want to go. What would you say to somebody who's like right on that fence thinking, you know, Christian education, it's a good idea. Even if they can't attend your school and you want them, they can go somewhere else. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about it?
Well, you know, it's Christian education is so very important. We have the mandate from the Word of God to train up our children in God's principles and God's ways in His Word. These words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and rise up. So whether they go to South Bay Christian Academy or to another Christian school, it is important for us to realize that God wants our children to have this education that He wants to be in the middle of it all and to not learn these other things, the other principles that cause them to err from the ways of righteousness. So it is important. It is an investment. There is a price, but it is one of the best investments. It's not just for this time, but it's for eternity. You're not only teaching your children how to make a living, but you're teaching them how to live from God's perspective, from God's point of view, so that they can please the Lord. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? And so we're teaching the children how to make a living right here in this present world, but how to live, more importantly, additionally. There's a CD I have in my hands right here. It's entitled You Set Me Free by one of our students, Mayna Lassa. This is one of many. Now, she's learned how to live, and she's also learned how to make a living. She's making recordings, gospel recordings. She didn't.
So she's a gospel recording star now, and she got her own CD out.
That's correct. This is one of several that she has.
Wow.
Yes, and we have other students that have also made professional recordings that are doing things in the name of the Lord. And so they've received a Christian education. They've learned their ABCs and their academics and all that, and it wasn't just like a Sunday school type setting. They also learned talents, marketable skills they've received. So they're out there. We have people that receive their Juris Doctorates. They're out there practicing laws, people that are into accounting, people that have started their own business. So they're second to none, world-class folks. But also, more importantly, is that they have God in their hearts. They've learned how to serve the Lord. And that is what it really is all about.
That's just excellent. Excellent work, Pastor. Excellent. 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. If you want to reach us here at the studio, sbcaeagles.com for South Bay Christian Academy Eagles. Eagles is the mascot. sbcaeagles.com. What you really want to do is go to the website. You really want to talk to Pastor Dev. You really want to get a feel for the school and check it out. And maybe, like you even said, which I appreciate, maybe this school is not the right school for you, but you the only way to know is to go and find out and check it out. Yes. and kind of examine it. So you got to test it, and that's what we should do. Great job, as usual, and I know we'll get the updates. Hey, that's really good that she got her own CD out and all that stuff. Yes. And, man, you got the kids are happening, man.
Amen.
Good job, dude. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to get back to our trivia question, plus Stump the Spoon. That's right. Oh, that's worth $500. You don't want to miss that. Wait a minute. $500 in passes, that is. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.